Welcome to WebEx.
Good morning, Chris. This is about work number. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Sorry, I'm having some issues with the WebEx. I just wanted to make sure my phone wasn't working. So I just want to make sure that the VoIP was working for the computer. Thank you.
Morning, all. I'll give it another minute or two. Not hearing any more folks calling in, so we'll go ahead and get started. We'll start with introductions, and we'll start with NIMS. Who do we have?
Good morning, this is Lance Kruzik.
Good morning, this is Melissa John.
All right, anyone from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service? BPA? How about ODFW?
Brett from South Finia.
Greg from Minto Marion Parks.
Colby from McKenzie.
Morning, Chris. This is Ryan Kusher.
All right, how about Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde?
Yeah, Lawrence Swatton.
Okay, moving on to core folks. Bob, I heard you're on. Anyone else from FFU on? Is Tammy Mackey on?
Morning, Chris. This is Steven.
Oh, hey, Steve. Steven.
Morning, Chris. With Patricia.
Anyone from Willamette Valley Project? Anyone from Water Management? Okay. PME. And I see that Chris Badai is on. All right. Did I miss anybody? All
hey,
right.
This is Todd Pierce. I called in.
Oh, okay. Hey, Todd. All right. Lighter group today. So we'll get started. In terms of March minutes, we did get an email from ODFW. There were no comments or edits, so we'll finalize those unless folks on the line want more time to address any last-minute issues with the notes or minutes. Okay. Moving on to action items. First item was in regards to looking at the period in regards to counting fish at Leeburg Dam. Bob, do you have anything to add to this specific one?
Yeah, I'll give the update. So Jeff Miller asked me last meeting if we were counting in April. And I replied at the time that I believed our statement that we'd agreed to, the statement of work we'd agreed to for the period of performance, was 1 May to 30 September. That's what we have on our books. So that's what we're planning on this year. Now, with these counts right now, there's kind of a broader need for an MOA or an MOU that we're working together with for both Leeburg and Lebanon. The injunction, you know, kind of prioritized pit tank detection at Lebanon. We're waiting for the installation there. So we have a broader agreement where the region wants earlier counts from Leeburg, from the core. We can agree to it at that time. But we're prepared right now to initiate 1 May. Stephen, do you have anything to add to that? Over.
Nope. So far, we are set up. Both computers are up and running. At least for now, we have kind of a funky system there with older software on one computer and newer software on the other. Fingers crossed that it works. If everything continues to work, we're prepared to start counting coming up here in the next week. We will start counting. And if anything goes wrong with it, we'll immediately contact eWeb, and hopefully Ryan and their IT staff can get us back up and going.
Thanks for that update. Any questions?
Are there any questions? Sorry, Chris.
Oh, you're fine. Any questions for Bob or Steve? All right, next item was in regards to the injunction measures for downstream fish passage, operational anyway. And I sent that out with the minutes, so we can check that off. If it's buried in your email box, I can resend, but that one is complete. Moving on to updates, North Stadium. Greg, you're on.
All right, everything up at Marion Forks is going well. All the fish are healthy and eating well. We're just starting to convert some of the snow plowing equipment into lawn and lawn maintenance, and hopefully the snow will be gone later this week and we can start mowing lawns, but everything out there is going well. Down at Minto, collections kind of remain slow. We've seen 91 winter steelhead and 4 summer steelhead. We were able to spawn half of 4 pair of winter steelhead last week for the surrogate program. That went well, and the eggs and sperm were transferred over to the Hatchery Research Center. Other than that, we did have a nice tour this week. Liz and Eric Peterson from the Corps, and then we had the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works, Mr. Jimmy Pinkin, that came by, had a great tour, a lot of good discussion, and kind of looked at infrastructure and what we do and why. Maintenance-wise, the demolition of the storage building, fence guardrail continues. They've got the building down and out. They're breaking up the concrete pad today. They do have temporary fencing up and started working on the guardrail yesterday. So that's going well. Other than that, everything's pretty good.
Thanks, Greg. Any questions or comments for Greg or anything to add?
Hey, Greg, this is Stephen. We should have a spring Chinook release coming up here pretty quick. Do we have a date set for that, and do we need any flow alteration for it?
Yeah, we're looking at the first week of May for that last 3 ponds of Chinook. We'll probably sample later next week. I'm guessing it'll be the first or second week of May, and then we'll also probably the second or third week of May we'll have the release of those summer steelhead. I will coordinate with you guys to make sure that you guys are aware and if you want to come down.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Anything else for Greg?
And Greg, was that wireless control for the hopper hoist, is that still being installed today? Do you know?
I haven't heard a word.
Okay. I was told yesterday that they were installing it today. I guess we'll see if that plans out or not.
Okay. I haven't seen them yet.
All right. Anything else for Greg or whoever? Moving on to the South Sanium, Brett.
Yeah, everything South Sanium is looking good. Fish health is good. We've completed our juvenile releases for 2022. Kind of hit it right. We worked out we needed to hold them a little bit longer to ensure that those fish got to size, but we kind of got it right when that rain hit. So we definitely had a bump in flows, and the fish went out really well, and it sounds like, talking to a few anglers, they went out of the system pretty well too. So now we're just kind of focusing up on cleaning up raceways and getting ready for marking and receiving fish from the Chinook from Willamette Hatchery in June. We moved our summer steelhead fingerlings outside, and they're doing really well. Loss is low. They're feeding okay. The rainbow libs, we've gotten caught up on those. We borrowed an 8-inch fish pump from Salmon River, and that's working out really well. Stephen Sachs came out and did the quality control checks on Friday when we hauled those out last week, and it went pretty good. We were having a few issues with theft again. We're breaking into the fuel tanks. OSP is going to be out tomorrow to try to set up some trail cameras, and in the interim, we're going to go ahead and not put any more fuel in those and probably just get fuel in vehicles from town and try to take away the carrot, if you will, and hopefully maybe we can, in the meantime, we can catch them and then kind of revisit if we want to continue to use those or not. And I've been working with engineering on installing a new alarm system at the hatchery, so we may have to bug some core folks with the hooking up of that new system with connecting to the system from Foster. So we'll see how that goes, but I'll keep everybody posted there. I guess the necessary people posted. As far as Foster goes, we've collected 56 winters and 21 summers. Minto's been giving us a few fish for now as well. So we got those four from Minto this week, and we'll just kind of keep on that until we see the counts at Willamette Falls starting to improve. And we started the kind of planning and the scheduling for the upcoming spawning season, since we're going to have so many Willamette fish over here this year. So we kind of just figured we'd start coordinating that with Willamette so we can get stuff going and get some supplies, the necessary supplies ordered in time, that kind of stuff. We've been having some problems. We didn't get any erythromycin for injecting the Chinook this year, so I've been working with fish pathology, looking at different options. So I guess if anybody out there has some drug left over from last year, you can just, you know, send me an email or something, let me know. That's kind of one of the options. We can use that drug in a pinch if we don't get any. And as far as maintenance goes, the treatment valve repairs were kind of completed for now, so we'll just wait and start using those when we need to, and we start collecting and getting those Willamette fish and see how that goes. So hopefully they'll continue to work. And other than that, that's all I have.
Thanks, Brett. Any questions, comments, or anything to add from the group?
Hey, Brett, it's Bob. Well, with that alarm system, please reach out to me first, so I can work with the project and resource the support that you need. The next thing is with the erythromycin, I can put out a request. We've got the John Day mitigation hatcheries, some of the WDFW, some of the tribes and stuff. So I'll put out a request. Do you have any, how much volume of it you need?
We would need, what we need is, I guess that the bottles that fit our guns are the 100 milliliter bottles. And we usually, get 10 of those, so. But, you know, we can, if they have the bigger bottles or whatever, we'll make it work, trust me. But, I mean, it's preferred, you know, the 100 mil bottles work with our system. But we can definitely deviate just if we can get some drugs. So, yeah, so basically 1,000. mills is what we've been doing.
Perfect on that. And then I might have missed the update. Did you say how many winners you've collected so far?
Oh, yeah. 56 to date.
Awesome. Thank you, Brett.
You bet.
Anything else from the group? So, Brett, do we still think River Bend's going to go forward this summer, as we've talked about in the past?
I think so. I'll kind of defer to Ryan for that. I think he's a little, knows a little more about that than I do.
Yeah, happy to give an update. Short answer is, yeah, everything's, we got delayed last year due to the need to do the cultural assessment. Everything's moving forward. Actually, just yesterday, I got an update from Division of State Lands. Their public comment period starts. It says soon, whatever that means. So it'll be a 30-day public comment period for the DSL permit. And then with the, hopefully the assumption that, yeah, we'd move forward this summer during the in-water work period.
Thanks, Ryan. All right. We will move on to the McKenzie Colby.
Hey, guys. Everything's going pretty good here right now. We finished up all of our releases right around the middle of the month. Everything went out, seemed to go out good. We just finished up a cool water treatment on our 21s. Never really had high mortality, just saw some ugly fish. Anyways, we got that finished up. They seemed to be doing pretty good. We got the adult ladders at Leeburg going, and the ladder at McKenzie Hatcheries going. Other than that, we got hatchery maintenance going on. We're repairing some fences that fell over from high winds the last couple of weeks. And then maintenance on our equipment for spring and summer time projects. And other than that, that's it.
Questions for Colby?
Hey, Colby, this is Steven. Do we have the trap at Leeburg open, and will we be able to complete the improvements we were working on for it?
The trap at Leeburg is open. There were some modifications made to it. So that's all completed and rolling.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you.
Hey, Colby, this is Brett. I want to just kind of clarify, too, the Chinook adults that you guys are going to be trapping for broodstock, now, are you guys going to hold those over there at Leeburg or McKenzie? Because I think there's some still confusion over that. Pathology was kind of under the understanding that they were going to come to foster, but we're not going to have any space for them.
We have the start of a plan, and it doesn't involve foster.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on that one, Brett, my apologies. I think I forgot to include you on the conversation we had yesterday about that.
Okay. No problem.
All right, anything else on that? Moving on, I don't see anyone on to report for Cougar. Todd, did you have anything at Cougar?
No, I don't have the numbers in front of me, unfortunately.
Yeah, the only thing I heard was they're in operation, but they moved one bull trout. That's all I have. Chad's on leave, so that's what we got. Okay. Moving on to the Middle Fork, I didn't hear Dan on, so is that you, Ryan?
Yep, I got it, Chris. Yeah, Dan's on vacation. For both Willamette and Dexter, not a lot to cover. For Dexter specifically, we released summer steelhead in the last month from Dexter, as well as the final release for your post-spring Chinook. So all releases for 2022 have been completed. So Dexter, in its normal shutdown period, getting set back up to be able to open here in a month or so for adult trapping. Things at the hatchery at Willamette are going well. No, nothing really to report. It's kind of standard business. That's all I've got.
Thanks. Questions or comments? Okay. Same story for Fall Creek Fish Facility. Doug couldn't make it, or he was going to try, but I don't know if he's on or not. There's phone numbers. I don't see his name, though. So no update for that unless he chimes in. Moving on to bull trout and Oregon chub. I don't have an update for that. So we'll move on to research updates. I think I saw Rachel on.
Yeah, I'm here. I don't have anything new since the last meeting last month.
Okay. And I don't recall last month. So we're good. Moving on. There isn't anyone, well, maybe, let's see. Anyone on from water management? Okay, so no water quality or flow update. I didn't hear anyone from BPA.
Hey, Chris, do people know the status of Fall Creek Fish Facility?
Maybe, feel free to chime in.
So right now we're just running a kind of a minimum flow scenario, which is about 80 CFS out. And that is the small horn open and the medium horn open on the lowest tier because of the reservoir being so low. So that satisfies AWS system and everything else. Over.
All right, thanks for that.
Bob, this is Jeff. Wasn't there a really big day of when you first opened the Fall Creek trap? You had like 60 steelhead or something in there?
Yeah, approximately that. And then I think for the next few days there were more. Unfortunately, I don't have the numbers in front of me. But yeah, they were just sitting out there, essentially.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that it was quite a surprise. That was one of the biggest runs of winter steelhead we've seen in the Fall Creek in a long time.
Yeah, thanks for that update. Okay, we have pinniped updates. I don't know if Kelly's on. I didn't hear initially.
Hey, Chris, Kelly is not on, I don't believe, and sorry, I don't have this in front of me. It's a pretty short and sweet update, but I do have something. I can just give the Willamette update, and then Bob or Steven Brothers can talk about Bonneville if needed. So our marine mammal folks did a boat survey from Willamette Falls down to the Columbia last Friday, the 22nd. Observed were two stellar sea lions, one at the falls and one downstream from there, and then four California sea lions were observed, three above Meldrum Bar and the other one below St. John's Bridge. Very minimal trap use at Willamette Falls, and no captures have been made. That's the Willamette update for pinnipeds.
Just over track, and I'll give the Bonneville update. Spring shrimp numbers are starting to bounce here. We went over 6,500 yesterday. With that, we have a 20 animal trigger. Once we hit 20, you know, combined California and so our sea lions, we start predation monitoring. So predation monitoring is ongoing here, as well as the teams from the states and tribes are currently conducting removals here. So there's a lot of work going on, a lot of activity. The takes and the tail races have really bumped up recently with the increased number of animals with the fish showing up. Take any questions if you have them. Over.
All right, hearing none. We'll move on to HGMP buy-up terms and conditions.
Hi.
Oh, go ahead.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
Hi, this is Dan. I was wondering about few pinnipeds in the lower Willamette, but is there also a very late start to the spring Chinook run, or late, maybe not very late, my impression, or only had a couple of hundred over the So just wondering if anybody has thoughts about that, like if that's just that, those low temperatures and possible pickup, maybe even has. I think the latest count was from.
Yeah, I don't know, Ann. I haven't taken a look at temperatures lately in the lower Willamette. I don't know if anyone else has any thoughts.
They're still below 50, like 50 or 51 is the highest they've gotten recently. So I've heard there's a bunch of fish down there just from anglers. So maybe once we hit above 52, they'll start moving like they normally do.
Yeah, I echo that. To me, it looks like just the fish numbers haven't, they're showing up there. They haven't quite bumped. Like I said, we went over 6,500 at Bottle yesterday. So those predators follow that prey, right? So I think it's probably forage related, and those numbers will probably bump when more fish show up. Over.
Thank you.
All right. HGMP buy-up terms and conditions. The first few items are related to counts. Bob, did you want to take this one on?
Sure. We briefly kind of gave the status update for Leeburg at the start. Lebanon, I mentioned as well that the pitch detection is going in there this year. They're working on it. I don't think they're going to get pitch detectors themselves until this fall. That's the priority due to the injunction. Once we have that design and layout, then we can go back to work and designing what the count setup will look like. I think everybody remembers we had two primary alternatives we were looking at, one within the ladder and then above ladder alternative, where we basically added some additional infrastructure on top of the ladder. We were doing some modeling is kind of where we ended up with this. We were working on getting the funding for additional modeling, and then kind of the winter and injunction issues took over. So I'll take any questions. I don't know if that was a great update. Over.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, Bob, this is a quick question. Is there any way that Lebanon could have done before the fall, or is that just the timeline is laid out and there's no speeding? There's a whole lot of fish coming down there that have been pit tagged with the active tags as well, but that gives us some information on that out migration.
So you're specifically asking about the pit tag detectors themselves, then?
Yeah, sorry.
I can check on that. I don't think so. I'm not part of that team, man. Here's what I'll do is I'll talk with Ben if he's not on the phone, and then I will follow up with you with an email or a call, if that's okay.
That'd be great. Thanks.
And then, of course, we'll update the Wolf Palm next month on this. Chris, this will be another action item for.
All right. Moving on. Next item is Pios and the McKenzie. Jeff, I don't know if you had an update on the Leeburg sorter or not. I was on mute. So next item is Pios on the McKenzie River. Jeff, I didn't know if you had an update on the Leeburg sorter or not.
Yeah, I can give you a quick one here. We are planning to install the sorter mid to late May. We have the electrician has completed the power supply for it. Inspection should be on Friday, and after that we should be ready to roll. I'm in the process of hiring four people to run the sorter. We're going to run it 7 days a week the first month and a half of the season. And we have built and received the exclusion gate for the right bank fish ladder. We are not going to install those until after we test the movement going through the right bank ladder without the attraction water, seeing how many hatchery fish actually ascend the ladder. We'll be able to see that in the video. And so it's really important that we have that video running. Like I said, we'll start sorting fish, hatchery and wild fish around the 1st of June. So that's the plan at this point.
All right. Questions or comments? Any questions or comments?
Can I ask a question about, sorry, I'm going to jump right in.
Oh, you're fine.
The counts from that sorting, do those get uploaded at the end of the season? And so if I was looking for, say, past years, is that something that's on the, do you know, Chris or Jeff, if that's on the Coors website or where that would have?
I think those fish are included in the final count. We're talking about how we're going to try and keep all of that data updated better this year. You know, last year we had so many problems with the counting of fish caught through those ladders. It was horrible. So what we expect to see is we're going to be running the right bank fish ladder and counting lamprey and trout through that thing, and probably not Chinook, but after the 1st of June anyway, or the first part of June. And then we will be uploading then all of the information that we get from the left bank sorting device as we go. We'll have our crews bringing that data in and adding it to the stuff that Colby gets on the leeward fish trap.
Yeah, and I was also posting counts last year until we ran into issues, I believe in maybe August, if I'm recalling correctly. So as I receive those, I will post them.
Thanks very much. I was also not directly related to this, although it's the PHAS higher up, just trying to find out the numbers that go over Cougar. And I guess I looked at three tough years last year and then 2020 off to. I'm not sure I could even find them from 2019. So I'll get back to you on that in the email, Chris.
Yeah, I can send you the link as to where those are at.
I do know how to find them on the page that's linked to, you know, fish counts on your guys' website, but for some reason it seems like the Mackenzie in particular, it's hard to get that number, fish going over Cougar. Maybe it's a different link. Maybe.
Okay, I'll look into
over
it.
Cougar, over
I'm interested in both, but I was surprised to not find the Cougar numbers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll look into that, Ann, and get back to you.
It's a question. This is Lance, kind of following up on what Jeff had said about right bank and video counts. Are we going to be able to have that information available in close to real time? Like within a week or so?
Hey Lance, this is Steven. So the plan going forward and what we did in 2020 was to have Chris post them weekly. Typically I get down there towards the latter part of the week, so by the you know, first or second of the next week you'll have those counts. That's dependent. So long as everything keeps running right, we will get those posted.
Okay, great. Thanks for that.
All right, anything else on that? Okay, moving on. The last item regarding terms and conditions is the three-year report that's due this year. I've been assigned the point of contact for the Corps, and I know it sounds like Kelly Reese is the point of contact with ODFW. Haven't heard from her in regards to the report, but I'm sure I'll be hearing from her soon. So that's the update on that.
Hey, Chris, before we jump off to the number five, going back to 5.2, I mentioned this earlier. Just want to repeat it. If we meet the criteria in the HGMPs to allow collection of natural origin fish for broodstock, we need to get those proposals in and have a chance to coordinate and collaborate amongst all of our agencies before we get too far down the season. So I don't know if ODFW is working on that, but just a reminder to get that solidified so we can talk about it.
Yeah, good point. I just ungraded out, so it's on the radar. So more to come on that in terms of how we think things are going to go moving forward.
Hey, Chris, this is Ryan. Somewhat of a follow-up to Lance's question or point, and then maybe related to the research or M&E update. Does anyone have an update on the pedigree analysis that Kathleen O'Malley has been working on? Because I think that does tie into the point that Lance raised, at least to some degree.
So I don't have much of an update. Rachel might have more to add. I know that they're working on it, but that's really all I know. I don't know any sort of date that we think we're going to have results in. Rachel, are you still on?
Yeah, I'm still here, but multitasking. Can you repeat that one more time? I apologize.
Oh, you're fine. There was just a question about the pedigree stuff, the pedigree work going on above or for the South CNEM, and when we think we may have results or if we even know.
I would not be the person to ask, and the person that would know is on leave. I can shoot an email and follow up with you, Chris, and you can inform the group.
That sounds great.
Hey, Chris, this is Bob and Rachel. Sorry, stepping here. I asked the same question about the North CNEM pedigree data, when we expected results. It got pushed right. I believe it's 1 August is now when we're anticipating results. So, Rachel, I appreciate you confirming whether that's accurate or not. Thanks again.
Yeah, and you just reminded me. I can probably just look at the contract. So I can get an answer quicker to you.
All right, thank you.
I'll look at that closing date, yeah. Okay.
I guess also as that relates, and Lance, I know this is something that you and I have talked about in the past, and I think that also relates to the use of NOR, returning adults in the North CNEM, and kind of their disposition. It sounds like if we're not going to have a report until midsummer, and we can chat offline about this if needed, but it sounds like maybe then we're status quo for this year on disposition of NOPRs. Is that your take, Lance?
Well, yeah. I mean, if we don't have the information to guide those management decisions, getting there in August would be too late. So I don't know if there's preliminary results that could be shared with the group before that, or several months out. It'd be nice to have it, but I don't know how all that works, the contract work, and if those results are even available. Yeah, it'd have to be status quo if we're getting something in August. A lot of those fish would have already been moved and this position kind of set.
Yeah, I agree with that, Lance. I'll just offer, I guess, to what's worth, Chris and Rachel, if there's the opportunity to have a conversation with Kathleen in the near future to talk about preliminary results and how that potentially impacts calendar year and brood year 22, we would be very open to that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so I guess just a word of warning on those contracts. I think that's the type of vehicle it is. There might be a little extra time built in case it's needed. So it might not be August. That might just be the sunset date on the cooperative, or the, not the cooperative agreement, on the contract. So I'll go track down the original proposal and find out what the schedule originally was for 21-22.
Rachel, this is Bob. Thank you for that, because I believe the date was already pushed to the right. I believe we were supposed to already have those results, so we could be trying to, practice applied management this year. Thank you.
All right. Anything else on that?
Rachel, I just want to reiterate kind of what Bob said. We heard from Rich P. that Kathleen had been, the O'Malley lab had been asked to get us North CNEM results by now and allow for changes, certainly probably too late. I mean, not too late, sorry, on steelhead unaffected. So if she has Norsanium, results that would influence the Chinook planning, and they're coming up a little bit later. I mean, anytime soon, early, preliminary, outlines, anything would be helpful. We're not looking for that final report that the Corps will require from the contractor, but if she's done analysis and she can share it, if the lab has something on that one basin, it would be very much appreciated. And I know Rich was pushing for that, so I don't know if he's the person on leave, but if we can get that push continued, it'd be really great.
Yeah, no, he is on leave, and I'm not the POC, and I'm not as close to this, so I can just shoot her an email and just explain, hey, I'm not in the loop. Can you just give me an idea of what products are coming due and when we can expect them, sort of just informally, and see what she says.
That's really appreciated.
All right. Moving on to Willamette Valley production contracts in regards to hatcheries. So the first one, Willamette Hatcheries, that contract currently working on a mod for outplanting above Green Peter Dam. I'll be talking to Ryan Couture later today about that, so hopefully we can get something in place. Things are moving forward on that. Various efforts have gone on in regards to reconnaissance and finding release sites, and various folks have been involved. So moving forward, also working on real estate agreements to get those in place for the outplanting as well. So that's kind of where that's at in terms of the latest modification for that contract. Any questions on that one?
Hey, Chris, this is Stephen. I know there were some concerns about ordering tags, PO cards, and those sort of things, and that probably needs to be done pretty soon. Have we made good progress on that?
We've definitely made progress. I'm hoping that after my conversation with Ryan today, our contract offices will move quickly to get it in place. And that's really kind of the crux of it, getting this contract in place, knowing that there's language in there that has requirements for tagging and the other efforts that are associated. So it's moving forward. It's just going very slow from my perspective. All right, in regards to trout production, not much of an update there unless Bob, you have anything.
No, I really appreciate what ODF&W has been doing. The deliveries, the reporting, the quality control they've been doing is excellent. I think everybody's tracking. We switched from last year from Desert Springs to ODF&W for trout, and everything's been going really well. The fish have been good quality. Things look good. I'll take any questions.
Hearing none, we'll move on to coordination notification forms. The one ongoing form we have is in regards to valve work at Cougar Dam in 2023. That's just been on the agenda so we don't forget when the time comes that we've already done the coordination, and when the work comes up that no one's surprised. So we're leaving that on the agenda. In regards to new coordination forms, there are none at this point. I do owe the group a form for outflows at Fern Ridge in regards to reductions to help fill the reservoir. And then also, I owe the group a form in regards to the Fall Creek Fish Facility in terms of impacts of the injunction and opening of the trap. Any questions on any of that? Okay. Moving on to task group / PDT updates. The only active item we have is the Willamette Valley Operational Fish Passage Majors PDT. Catherine Tackley did send me an update, which I will take a look at now and brief the group. So in terms of operational measures, currently there's delayed refill in spring downstream fish passage at Cougar Dam. The second item, we have delayed refill in spring downstream fish passage at Foster Reservoir. The same thing really for all these. Spill at Green Peter Dam also. Spill at Detroit Reservoir and Lookout Point Reservoir. So similar operations at various projects due to the court injunction. And if there are any questions, I will attempt to answer.
Chris, I can also answer one question about the delayed refill at Cougar, since we're coming up on the end of April, and we've had these wonderful added snow and rainfall events to provide us with some longer hope for that to stay as it is currently. So I think what's going to come out from there, and Selena is working on the data analysis for this, but I believe it's going to allow us to keep that reservoir down until May 7th. That's a discussion we just had yesterday, so I'm just telling you what I heard. And she was going to look at that and report back next week. So it's not an absolute, but it's what we're looking to do there. And that means that much longer to see how fish are coming out. I don't think we have April screw trap data officially from the Corps yet or from the operators, but we're going to look at that as part of that information to feed into that decision. And if they're fish moving, we want to keep them moving. So, and again, it's due in part to this hydrological gift from Mother Nature.
Thank you, Ann. I did see that Selena joined. Anything to add, Selena? She might be muted or multitasking.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it takes a while to unmute all the screens. We were very fortunate this April. We've gotten quite a bit of rain. We do have a flow management meeting tomorrow and a public meeting to communicate things. And yeah, we were just very fortunate this April that we got the rain we got in most of the Willamette. The more north you go in the system, the better off we've been hydrologically. But for those that work in the Rogue, it's very poor more south you go. So, but yeah, very fortunate for this April.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from folks?
Chris, I just had one comment. I've kind of seen a couple of different conflicting, what I think is the elevation at Detroit for the rule curve. Are we 5 feet under for this summer, Phil, or 10 feet under for this summer, Phil?
5 feet.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. The in-river reduction measure for dam safety is 5 feet at Detroit, so we will be managing for that this year.
Perfect, thank you.
All right, any other questions? Okay, last item in the fish operation plan. The plan is posted to the web. I'm currently working on getting the various injunction measures incorporated, so more to come. You'll see some change forms in the future. Other than that, any questions or final thoughts from folks?
Hey, Chris, I have a question. I know there was some, there's planning or site visits for outlining Chinook above Green Peter Dam. Can somebody provide an update on where things are at and what's anticipated for the season?
Yeah, I'll do my best. I'll summarize, and then I can also send you a document that has a site map as to where potential sites are and what we think the best sites are. Made a couple field visits to do a little recon. Various folks were involved. BLM was involved. ODFW has been involved. So we found, going off of memory, three sites on Coorsville Creek, potentially, and then a couple sites on the Middle Santiam. One of the sites on the Middle Santiam is on private property. So we're currently working with Justina Natural Resources to get an agreement in place. And this specific site is a site there where we could basically just pull a truck down and release fish. We wouldn't have to put any infrastructure in. So we're really hoping that happens, actively working that. And then there's a couple sites on Coorsville Creek where we found there's potential in terms of the habitat that they'd be released in. But that's yet to be worked out in terms of how we would do it. We might need some pipe, But I think really first step is getting this contract awarded, and that'll hopefully move things forward on that front. But it's something that we have to do in terms of the court injunction. And like I said, I'll send you, we have a summary report as to the reconnaissance that we did, the sites that we found, coordinates, descriptions, pictures, and all that, and I can send that your way.
Okay, thanks, Chris. And are we foreseeing outplanting fish this season? Enough?
Correct.
Okay, we're all good to go. South Stadium, happy Brad, if you're still on. Good there.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm still kind of same thing, just waiting for basically, you know, the specifics, the numbers. You know, I know the numbers, but I guess numbers when, you know, I've seen kind of a straw man, but there's still a few questions like how many early, how many late, what sites. And then I've seen kind of same thing, a straw man for the sampling requirements, but as Stephen Sachs mentioned earlier, you know, if that, those are the requirements, then, you know, we're going to need those number tags, we're going to need those scale cards, we're going to need some help getting data, you know, so still just kind of waiting on the details, basically.
Yeah, and I think the contract will help somewhat with that. I think, you know, a lot of it's going to be figuring out as we go through the season, trying to figure out, you know, how many fish we're actually getting back, how many fish we want to put in Coorsville, like you said, when, early or late, water temperatures in Coorsville Creek, and then also possibly looking at the historical surveys that have been done. I've seen one where the majority of fish they've found spawning were in the middle CNEM, so it seems more desirable. The habitat, from my opinion, seems more desirable. So like Brett said, the details need to be worked out, and specifically the court injunction talks about it being done with the FPOM group. And if we have to do a separate, smaller work group, we'll do that.
Okay, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Chris, I was going to ask the question on the format. And see, Brett brought up some good ones. Looking forward to chatting with you and trying to get the contract in place, but then it might be good to have a separate Green Peter specific wolf bomb at some point to talk about the logistics in terms of timing, numbers, release strategy. I know, it, as I recall, and I think it might be in that draft report that you have or update, that there was some discussion about outplanting in Coorsville later in the season due to temperature and maybe even more so recreational use. So lots of just little things there that won't necessarily be, I don't think, covered in the contract details, so a call between now and, you know, June 15th or earlier might be good.
Yeah, no, I agree, Ryan. So my thought and plan was, let's get this contract awarded, and then I was going to schedule something with the smaller group, likely the folks that were on the recon visits, but also additional folks that couldn't make it as well. So more to come.
Sounds good. Hey, Chris, this is Bob. One thing, because it is contract related and also management related, maybe this is a situation where we should set up a formal task group. Do you have thoughts on that?
No, we probably should. So, step one, get the contract awarded, and then I'll set up a task group.
Thank you very much.
I ask one question too, Chris, on that you mentioned that one of the sites in the Middle Santiam was on private land, and the other site, is it lower and then on public
land? Yeah, it's lower, it's on BLM land. That site will require quite a bit of pipe. If we have to go there, we will. But the desirable site is on the private land, where you can just back a truck up. Wouldn't need pipe at all, just a truck to back up. It's a gravel boat ramp, so it's ideal, it's deep, and looked good. All right, anything else from folks before we wrap up?
Chris, this is Lance. I have one more thing. So on the federal funding side of things, a while back, it looked like we were going to potentially get a good pot of money for under the Infrastructure Act stuff for actuary-related funding, and I don't know where that stands now, but there may be some opportunities, and I just want to put the word out if other agencies have infrastructure funding money that's coming down the pipeline this fiscal year, we could coordinate on things and maybe address some of the high priority needs that we have in the environment related to the hatchery facility upgrades or anything. Just kind of get the word out if there's anything that maybe you can talk about that. I need to dig in and see what we might have given they passed something maybe last week, but just putting that out for folks.
Now, thanks for that, Lance. I know that folks with the Corps were looking into that in terms of how they could apply that funding, and I don't recall if they got the funding or not and how that played out, but good to be aware of it. All right, any final thoughts? All right, thanks everyone. Have a good afternoon.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks for using WebEx. Visit our website at www.webex.com.